Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show for another week.
Dom, I've been scamming Domino's Pizza.
Okay, well, I don't
know. The last few months.
You shouldn't be admitting that on. I think they're a. They're one of our station sponsors, Domino's.
Oh, and a great
they?
Establishment.
Yeah.
And that's why they caught me out. And the scam is no longer running.
Now, I've seen Catch Me If You Can, obviously, that Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, great film where, like, a con artist travels across the country scamming different businesses.
Yeah.
Was it that level of operation? Was it like a
I found
elaborate?
Out a way to get extremely cheap pizza. Yeah. I'd been cashing in.
Yeah.
But all that, as of this weekend, as of last night, is no more.
The con's off.
The con's off. And they beat me at my own game.
Wow. Okay. Well, how are you feeling? I mean, obviously, losing.
I have to respect the game. I got beaten fair and square by their delivery driver. And I take my hat off to them.
So you're not gonna try to find another way through. You're just going to admit that the game was good while it was afoot.
I'll tell you what happened in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
And there is, I will say, a crack of light at the end of that pizza-less tunnel.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Obviously, Zach, the Commonwealth Games in full swing at the moment on the Gold Coast. Probably the biggest sporting event to hit Australia since. What do you reckon, the 06 Commonwealth Games?
I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me.
The point
of
is,
big sporting events.
Well, it's a big deal. Would you agree it's a big deal?
It's not in my world a huge deal, but I mean, they come along every 4 years and don't you have to pay a lot of money to get them?
I think so.
You have to build stadiums. I mean, it's in Australia, and so I imagine that that's a big deal.
Okay, would you agree it's hard to escape? That it does seem to be all over the news or social media. It does seem to be everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, well, right now I'm actually looking at a Commonwealth Games badge
that's
in the studio for some reason.
Well, here's the thing. Last night I was chatting to a friend and we were just making small talk. You know, I already worked through my great gear about the weather and, you know, how their job's going. Mm. So I moved on to some more small talk banter topics and I said, have you been watching any of the games? And they just looked at me and said, what games? And I was like, the Commonwealth Games. And they said, oh, are they on at the moment? And I'm like, yep, no, they've started the other day. And they said, oh, where are they being held this time around? And I'm like, in Australia. They're on the Gold Coast. This person had no idea at all. And I might add, this person lives in the on the Gold Coast.
Well, they live on the Gold Coast and they had no idea it was on.
Well, they live in the Gold Coast Council area and they had absolutely no clue.
I don't believe there hasn't been a letter drop at some time in the last three years. Hey,
yeah,
you know, there's Commonwealth Games coming on. They built infrastructure.
Surely at least you're seeing a sign around the place. I mean, mate, are you surprised at all that Koshy's in town? Koshy's not just in town for no reason.
Yep.
He's there for the games. And I want to find out if they were the only person, because I assumed at this stage everybody knew. We were all on the same page that the games were happening.
Yeah.
So I want to find out on 131060, is there anybody else who did not know the Commonwealth Games were on and this is their first time hearing about it?
So 2 minutes ago when you said the Commonwealth Games is currently happening, you're looking for someone who went, are they?
Well, I wonder if there's anyone else out there. It's possible this friend of mine is the last person in the country who didn't know. Yeah. And now the whole country's been informed. But I'm wondering if there's people maybe at work or driving around now being like, I did not know that was happening.
Did this person have any excuse why they didn't know? Were they just working hard, head down?
Just in their own bubble, in their own world. I mean, they're certainly not an out-of-tune sort of person either. So it was a bizarre one. But I want to see if they're alone. 131060, did you have no idea the Commonwealth Games was currently on until the past few minutes?
Cody, did you know the Commonwealth Games were on?
No, I did not.
What? So you're telling me that 5 minutes ago, before we started speaking, you're driving around the streets of Australia with no clue this is happening?
Exactly.
How did you miss it,
Cody?
How have you missed this?
Well, I don't really watch much TV. I mainly listen to your show. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, well, you're going to miss a lot if that's the case. We should not be your primary source of news, everybody. That's a public service announcement.
Do we need to make a disclaimer? Because I really, if people are expected to get
the
world's news.
Well, I feel like we need to apologise to you, Cody.
We've let you down on that front. Sean, on 131060, Sean, you also had no idea until a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I was just listening to the radio on the way to work and I didn't have any clue whatsoever.
Now that you know that it's on, Sean, are you interested?
I haven't really been interested in the Commonwealth Games or the Olympics or anything like that, but yeah, who knows?
Yep, sure. Well, you know what? I reckon Sean's going to check it out. I mean, he doesn't. This is not the most rousing response.
Can you imagine the people who organised the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah.
Years of preparation. They're driving around tonight, and Sean's like, I might check it out. I don't know.
I'll have a look. I mean, it's all you have to do is turn Channel 7 on, and it's there for you. But
the Mega Wall. Have you seen that?
What's the Mega Wall?
That's like Channel 7's where they have like...
Oh, the split screen.
Yeah. All the sports playing at once.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to follow, to be honest. I think they need to just focus on one and drop the Mega Wall. We have Lana in Townsville on 131060. Lana, you are in the state that the Commonwealth Games is going on in Queensland, and you had no idea?
No, I walked into work in the pub and they said, can you please put the Olympics on the big screen?
Okay, well, you've called it the Olympics, Lana. I mean, I don't think... Do you know what the Commonwealth Games is?
It's the Commonwealth Games, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what have you been doing instead over the past week?
Not watching TV.
Yep, yeah, fair enough. You didn't know that the royals were in the country? Prince Charles?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, look, I guess maybe this is showing us that the Commonwealth Games team needed to do a bit more marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought when Australia is hosting this event, you would have sent some flyers out, you would have done an email send-off.
This is what we need to do.
Yeah.
You know how they do the Baden relay?
Yeah. Yep.
Every street. And it's a door-knocking appeal as well.
Okay, right.
So the baton goes from house to house.
Yep, yep.
And you knock on every door,
mm.
You pass it on, and they have to go give it to their neighbour. It might take 10 years, but everyone will know, Dom.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I've been running a scam with Domino's Pizza, Dom,
yep.
For the last few months, which means that I could get very cheap pizza. It's all come to an end overnight. A delivery driver has bettered me.
This is like at the end of one of those long con movies where finally the police catch them out. Finally, they find the fake money or the false passports and it's all over.
It's not exactly a scam. It was just slightly stretching the system.
Okay.
Because you know how they offer when you order pizza online, you can pay $3
Yeah,
for the 20-minute guarantee.
Oh, yes, I've seen this.
So you pay $3, which means that they guarantee they'll get it there within 20 minutes, and if they don't, you get a free pizza.
Yeah.
Now, I looked up where my local Domino's was, okay. And I did the math, and it was almost impossible to get to my house in 20 minutes, especially because these days they have those kids on the bike, and you'd have to be like Lance Armstrong... souped up on those performance-enhancing drugs to make that time.
So, okay, hold on. I would have thought they would have had on, you know, their website when you go to order, certain locations were exempt from the 20-minute guarantee because they weren't close enough to a store.
Well, I think... No, they don't. I think I must be between two.
Right. So
do you know what I mean? I must be on the outer limit of two Domino's stores.
You're like in the Bermuda Triangle, the no man's land of Domino's.
Yes.
Right.
And I've done this number of times. And what you do is they say, oh, sorry, we didn't get it to you tonight. And I'm like, oh, wow, what a surprise. And then you just get a free pizza next time. Right. But then next time I do the $3 guarantee as well. So I'm getting pizzas for $3.
Okay. So how long has this long scam been running for?
A few months.
So how... Okay. This is including delivery, $3.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I know in store, sometimes they'll do like at lunchtime, a $6, $5 lunch special, right?
Yeah.
You're getting free delivery and pizzas in prime time for
$3. How are they figuring out delivery prices on that app, by the way? I've never seen a delivery price. I think when you click delivery, they up the prices of the pizza.
Who knows?
I can't figure it out.
I'm not sure. Either way, certainly $3 isn't covering it. My question to you is, Zach, did you feel guilty throughout this?
It's a 20-minute guarantee.
I know, but you know you're in a loophole.
They told me they can get it in 20 minutes. I'm not going to call them up and say, are you sure you can do it?
Right. Okay, so how many pizzas, take a guess, do you reckon you got for $3?
I don't know. It's like once a week over the last few months.
Okay, right. So we're nearing double digits of pizzas.
It all changed last night, Dom, because I put my order in and you get to see your delivery driver.
Mm.
And this time it was Debbie. And I could tell by her picture, I could see it in her eyes.
Yep.
She wasn't one of these kids.
Yeah, right.
I could see that she had seen some things on the deliveries, and this wasn't her first pizza.
Debbie's not taking your crap.
No.
No.
Right. And I thought I could be in trouble here. Debbie's on to me.
I suppose this is like when you know that James Bond's on your case or something in the movies. It's like, not him. Not anyone but them.
And they have a progress bar at the top.
Yep.
And it started to move suspiciously fast. It was in the oven within minutes. And I was pacing up and down the hallways thinking, like, they know.
Oh, they've been waiting.
And they're trying to put an end to this.
So your local Domino's has been holding conferences over the past few months.
I think they're so.
Waiting for the next Zach Mann to order, and everyone had their stations ready to go.
We got to 15 minutes and it was on its way.
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't stay in the house anymore. I went down to the driveway because I was so nervous. I'm wringing my hands.
Oh, forget the Commonwealth Games when you're seeing who's going to win a race at, you know, the end of the pool or whatever. This is the tension.
On the driveway, I hear faintly in the distance the screeching of tyres. And I imagine Debbie in a Tokyo Drift style race. She's just drifting around every corner. Because she's been told by the bosses, you make it in 20 minutes no matter what.
Yeah, and Debbie's their top operative. Yeah, Debbie knows what she's doing, yeah.
They sent out the car this time because I see it coming down the street
and you've got
with the Domino's thing on top.
You've got a stopwatch going?
Yeah, in the app it tells you.
Yeah, right.
Now it freezes at 18:30.
Oh, boy.
The app won't refresh. And that's as she pulls in. I didn't press it with her because I thought, you've made it.
She's made it in
90 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Within the 20 minutes, I just had to bow down to her, really, as she got out of the car and said, Debbie, you're not one of the 15-year-olds
no.
that I usually try to pull this trick on. Yep. I'm not going to try to argue over the time. I've been bested, and I'm going to go down honourably.
And obviously, Debbie has a bunch of speeding tickets that she's going to have to
probably
give to her bosses there. But so is the scam's over then? Is that what you're saying? They've well, bettered you?
Debbie was a little coy when she passes it over. You know, she got 18:30, pretty good time.
Yep.
And I thought it was all over, Dom. And that's when I went inside and I looked over the app. And that's when I saw the 15-minute guarantee for $5. You're going to have to improve your time by 3 minutes, Debbie.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It's like something from my past has come back to haunt me from my school days over the weekend, and it might mean that I am in a fair bit of trouble. I'm not entirely sure what the rules are.
But what's happened?
Well, did you have to get a pen license when you were in school? Was pen licenses something that was in your schooling as well?
I think it was briefly in one of my classes, but no one... right. could uphold the standards. So only about 3 people got them.
Generally, I think it's around about grade 5 or 6. Some schools do it. It's when you're meant to graduate from pencils to pens. The responsibility of something that can't be erased.
And the test is how neat you can write, I think.
Yeah, that's generally it. Well, a few friends and I were chatting about pen licenses, and it inspired me to go into my collection of old documents and photos and whatever and see if I could find my pen license.
Oh, geez, you had a slow weekend.
Yeah, okay, fair call.
What, do you have a comprehensive file of every finger painting?
No,
and...
you know I've got a memory drawer.
That's right, you do.
A drawer of all my old photos and documents and whatever. And I went to the memory drawer and I found my pen license, right? So I brought it in. Wait.
Yep. You have one drawer to preserve your memories. And the pen license from grade 5 makes the cut.
Well, clearly I thought it was important at the time and I had a lot of pride in it. I'm just going to pass it over to you now, Zach, because I noticed over the weekend a glaring issue with my pen license. Just tell me what you can see there.
Okay, it's a lot bigger than a driving license. There's no way this could fit into your wallet. It's A4 size. It's green. It looks like it's been made in Microsoft Word, possibly a template that already existed.
Yep.
It says, presented to Dominic Russell Fay.
Yep.
For passing the black and blue pen writing test.
Yeah, I didn't pass the red pen test.
At 6F classroom, and the date is the 16th of the 6th, 2004.
Now, do you see the problem?
It says signed.
Yep.
And you haven't signed.
No, that was for the teacher to sign. There was an area for the teacher to sign, which made the pen license official, and my pen license is unsigned. It's not, I don't know what the rules are, Zach, but I'm pretty sure that's an illegitimate pen license. I think I've been writing without a license for the past 15 years. I've been going around using, don't get me wrong, I've used a lot of pens.
Yep.
I've used a lot of pens and I have not been a qualified pen user.
This is the first time you're learning
that
you don't have the qualification to use a pen.
It's pretty terrible. I mean, I've considered forging the signature there today. Mm-hmm. I've considered all sorts of things.
You'd have to write it in pencil, obviously.
Obviously.
If you wanted to stick to the law.
Well, completely. I mean, I just don't want to be there, Zach, one day writing an essay or something and have the cops pull up and be like, show us your license and registration.
Has it caused any issues for you so far?
Not yet. Not yet, but all it takes is one day, one person to go searching, Zach. The point is, I don't
know. Should I sign it now?
Well, I've been thinking about the options. Why
I'm an adult, and I think that's what the qualification is.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if I need to track down my year six teacher and get her to sign it.
Yeah.
At long last, finally get her to sign it. But
do you remember who your grade six teacher was?
Yeah, Mrs. Francis.
Yeah. Well, of course you do. You'd have her on Facebook. You probably caught up last weekend. Just take it to your next coffee date and just say, hey, I know I don't usually take business here, but...
No, Mrs. Francis is one of my former teachers I'm not still in touch with.
Yeah.
In the minority, in that sense. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do, Isaac. Yeah. I feel like, you know, now I've always gone around thinking I'm one of those many lucky people who got a pen license. Now I'm in the mass of human beings who never got theirs. The people who went through school and sadly missed out on a pen license. I'm now in that crowd.
If you'd like to track your teacher down,
yeah,
I think... You can do that.
Okay.
I also think the large majority of us don't have pen licenses.
What you think?
And so you probably could get through life if you wanted to, but I know you like to do things by the book. I do. So like it's up to you.
All right. I'll have a think about it, Zach. Just to be safe over the next day or two, I'll use pencil.
Yeah. That's good.
And
stick to the back roads. Use a pencil. And I reckon maybe keep your head low for a while.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump won't let anything stand between him and a McDonald's store.
If there is a mountain, we climb it. If there's a frontier, we cross it. If there's a challenge, we tame it.
Also, Taylor Swift has been stealing people's data from Facebook.
I've just inserted myself into their online communities and been in on their inside jokes.
And Ed Sheeran got hit by a stray javelin at the Commonwealth Games.
I passed out. I was like shaking because it was really bad. It's like one of the worst pains I've had. I was shaking and then I passed out.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you'd know that each week, we ask, we beg, nay, we plead, for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, aka the Collective Noun Forum, aka the happiest place on the internet.
Okay.
Wow. a dramatic, a gritty reboot.
That's what's happened there.
Of the Collective Noun Forum opener there. Who was that from, Dom?
That's Jay from the US.
Jay from the US. He's reimagined it and I love it.
You know what? It is a bit like J.J. Abrams taking over Star Wars for episode 7. Jay has taken the Collective Noun Forum opener in a new direction. It's bold. It's brave, but I like it. I'm on board.
Has Jay added his own backing track there? That was quite professionally done.
That really was. Look, if you certainly want to reimagine this opener in however any way you'd like to, like Jay has done, that's certainly yours for the taking. Go
yes,
for it.
That's unbelievable. That's actually more effort than we've put into the show. So, Jay, we applaud you.
Absolutely.
What an opener.
And look, this is the Collective Noun Forum. If you do want to get into it, all it's going to cost you, you've got to go to iTunes, search for Collective Noun, pay a 5-star rate is your admission price to get in. Then you can write whatever you want in the review. And we will read it out here in the forum, Zach. And if you'd like to be like Jay as well and open the forum, all you have to do is record yourself saying those opening words and send it through to us on the Facebook page. And I mean, we haven't previously suggested adding in sound effects or backing tracks, but are we open to that now?
Oh, of course. Feel free. That we just give you the template, the words.
That's it. That's
how
it.
You interpret the feeling, the vibe. It's all up to you. You can do a direct cover of how I usually do it.
Yes.
But don't be restricted by that.
No, it's like we've given you the words, but now you're in the document. You can choose font. You can make clip art if you want. You can do this however you want.
What a reference to word. And I can imagine that's been a sentence said to you before. For I believe you got a school project. Your mum said she was going to write it for you.
Oh, come on.
And she said, don't worry. You can still pick the font, the colour. How big the margins are going to be?
Nothing like that. However, I did get sat down once by a teacher in year 11 and told I was too old for clip art now.
What were you doing?
I think
PowerPoints?
No, this was like headings for like an ancient history research assignment.
And weren't doing like the shadows and the the rainbow text.
Yeah, things like that, basically. Because I thought I'd spice it up a bit. And the teacher said year 6 is the cutoff for clip art, in their opinion. So they said this doesn't look very professional when you're writing a high school ancient history paper.
And that explains why McDonald's didn't employ you as well, because your resume has pictures of burgers on it, French fries and the like.
First up in the Collective Noun Forum today, Zach, we have Christelle. welcoming Christelle. Firstly, Christelle just says the review is titled Tell the Bosses. And Christelle goes on to say, as good as primetime radio, sometimes better. Now, I mean, we don't know what primetime radio Christelle is necessarily talking about.
I feel like 10 o'clock to midnight is prime time.
Well, that's what they told us. So I don't know what's going
on
there.
It's prime time somewhere. Yeah. And that's the slogan that we've got up in the studio. I think somewhere in South America.
Yep.
We're in a good time slot.
Well, that's it. We are where the most listeners are overseas. I mean, they can't get the show unless they come online.
They can stream it online.
They can stream it online. But that's certainly the point of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually did hear over the weekend, I was listening to a community station, Zach, one I rarely tune across to. This was in prime time listening spot for them, and they were off air. So they something had gone wrong, and it was silent for about 10 minutes as I drove along. It's quite lovely.
Maybe
actually.
That's a new programming idea for them.
Meditation
it's like
or something.
Mindfulness
yes.
type of thing. Get, you know, hear the sounds of your engine.
Well, just relax and enjoy the ride. It's not a bad idea. It did go straight out of the silence into an ad break.
Yes. Well, you would have to interrupt the silences with ad breaks. People still need to be paid. That's the reality of the business.
But you know what? After that 10 minutes of peaceful silence, I was ready for an ad break.
Yeah.
It's like, I can cop this right now. This isn't
You wanted
bad.
To hear about some tiles.
Yeah, I absolutely did. And then, funnily enough, after the ad break, it went back into silence. So I thought maybe they would have gone into music, but no, you get silence.
When I was working at a community station once, I forgot that I had a shift on.
Did you?
And I didn't show up. And so what happens is you have to talk in between the ad breaks, obviously, but the ad breaks were still loaded.
Yeah, right.
So there was just 45 minutes of ad breaks as all the ad breaks for the evening played. Highest ratings they've ever had.
Well, actually, no, there's a funny story with our producer, Michael, when he used to push buttons for the radio station.
Yeah.
And this was an early weekend morning shift where the only thing that was played out locally was the ads for that town. And everything else was coming down the line from I guess, another radio station in the country. Anyway, Michael sleeps in through his morning shift. And so all that plays on loop for an hour and a half is the ads from that morning. And I was driving around that morning and I was like, I swear I heard this ad 6 minutes ago.
That is so disappointing. So not only are commercial radio repeating the hits during the day where people are like, I've heard Ed Sheeran three times. Now, you're the first person to complain that they're repeating ads as well.
Oh, I mean, I love Frank Walker, but, you know, you want some space between your Frank Walker ads. Do you know what I mean? Just so it stays fresh, just so you'd maintain the love
of it.
Do
you know how radio stations do, you know, 20 songs in a row?
Yep.
You know, not interrupted by ads.
Yes.
Could we do 20 ads in a row?
Or, do you know how on TV, on digital stations now, they have those advertising-only stations?
Yes.
Like the infomercial stations?
Yes.
We should make a radio station that's just ads.
Yep.
It's a great idea. Well, let's
put that in the bank.
Let's pencil that in.
No repeat workday. From 9 to 5, you won't hear the same ad twice.
That's quite a bold claim, because each ad's about 15 to 30 seconds. Yep. You have to have a lot of ads, but we can work through that. Next in the Collective Noun Forum, Zach, we have Jay Brecken. Coming in. Jay just says, hey, just thought that I would say I love the podcast. My partner and I listen every night, and goes on to finish with, hope you guys enjoy your night, which is a lovely touch from Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm just thinking, because Jay's gone to say that them and their partner listen every night, does that mean two people listening, one download? Should we factor in an extra download into every podcast we get now that's not there because they're listening?
Yep. And when we stand in front of the boardroom reporting our podcast numbers, which all radio shows have to do.
Of course.
We'll explain that detail. I remember the rugby league used to complain about that, Dom.
Did they?
Because they'd have Sunday afternoon grand finals and they'd say, but no one watches alone.
Oh.
Everyone has barbecues.
Yes.
And so really every number is about five people minimum.
Yeah, right. Okay. So extrapolate it. Take that data. Yep. I mean, that would be tough though, because I know that they often get about 3 or 4 million people watching the grand final.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying.
If you times that by 5 or 6, you're getting more than the whole country.
Yeah, they're saying people are coming to watch it.
If people are flying out from
people
overseas.
People are flying over.
Which is fair enough.
I think that too. If we say, I reckon the average person who listens to a podcast would listen with five people.
Just five?
Yeah, so I think we should add that to our numbers as well. And draft up a letter to iTunes. Because once they put those numbers in, I think we'll rocket up the charts.
And lastly, in the forum today, Zach, we have Lady Jane 95 into the forum. Lady Jane's just referencing what we did last week, Zach. Is it a country? Which was out of the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. Where I realise there's a lot more countries than you remember exist when you're watching that ceremony.
Certainly.
Well, Lady Jane's just said that you mentioned Turkmenistan which apparently wouldn't be in the Commonwealth because it was in the Imperial Russian Empire rather than the British Empire.
Yes, none of the countries I listed were a part of the Commonwealth.
Right, okay. Well, Lady Jane's just taken a historical issue with this one and has gone on to say, I feel like Dom wouldn't know the difference and that would make entertaining listening. And I don't know how I feel about that, this idea that me not knowing something would be fun to listen to.
Yeah, well, you didn't know the three countries that we did. So I don't think it's a long bow to draw.
That is
also
a good point.
Previously when we've done country tests, yeah. No, we did a continent test and yeah. You also got zero.
I
really feel like Lady Jane is right on the money here.
No, I am adamant that Spain at some stage was in South America. I don't care what anybody says.
We've been through this. They speak Spanish, some of the countries, but...
But why? Why? Spain must have been there initially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't make sense any other way. Do you know? I remember when the continents were one.
Well, we speak English and we're not in Europe.
Well, that's true. Okay, I'm with you now. Okay, because the Spanish did send ships out as well. Okay, this is all coming together. Lady Jane also says, by the way, that apparently Liechtenstein isn't pronounced Liechtenstein like we pronounced it.
Oh, how's it pronounced?
She doesn't say. Okay. She hasn't given us the correction.
Well,
it's
I told you that wouldn't surprise me because it's next to Germany. And that's why I know about it because... When I used to learn German in primary school, we used to say, look how small that country is. And when I went to Germany, very excited to speak German, I ordered two pretzels, zwei Brezel.
Okay, pretty good.
And they just stared at me. And she's like, what do you want? And I tried again, zwei Brezel. And just blank looks, two pretzels. Thank you. And then she spoke in German and she's like, she spoke in English and she's like, yeah, okay, I can get you two pretzels. I was like, that's just easier, isn't it? But I really felt like that I was defeated.
Yeah. Well, see, I studied German at school for a number of years and I can only remember the first five numbers.
Really, eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
So you're going pretty good. I went on a school trip.
When do you have to count, though?
That's a good point. That is true. Like, I remember we went on a school trip to Greece and Italy, and I bought one of those Lonely Planet phrase books for Greek and Italian. And don't get me wrong, Lonely Planet, a great organization doing some great work for travelers out there. However, I think that they should put a clause in there that says that certain other countries and their languages swap the order of words around. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because I tried to put sentences together from my phrase book. And
no, it's not a one-for-one translation.
No, it's a bit more complex than that. The looks I got at numerous times, I went up to order a bottle of water once and they gave me popcorn.
No complaints. But still.
It was a hot day. That's a lie. I did want popcorn. I ate the popcorn. But I just thought that Lonely Planet should have put a clause in there saying they might get confused.
Well, you could do that when you bring out your travel book. The Lonely Traveler. And it's all it is, would you like to be my friend in every language?
Every language saying no. I'm good, thanks. This is what we've got time for in the Collective Noun Forum today. If you do want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I have a mystery I'd like solved. It is 11:45 now.
This is perfect mystery-solving time.
I was driving home at about 12:30 the other night, and I noticed a single jogger. Someone jogging, running for recreation.
What time was this again?
12:30.
12:30 a.m.
Half past midnight. And that stuck out to me. I thought, that's a bit weird. I go, do people usually jog at midnight?
I have never in my life heard of midnight jogging. Usually jogging is an early morning activity, maybe a late afternoon activity.
I thought that must just be a single anomaly.
Isolated incident.
As I was thinking about it, driving down the road, I saw another jogger on the other side of the road about a kilometre away, also doing a midnight run.
They're spreading.
I thought, is this a fad that I've missed? I know, like, you're not meant to, what is it, eat carbs after 7? Is it now you have to exercise after midnight and that gives you a better return?
In my whole life, Zach, of being up very late in the evening. And you know I've been a late night person long before we got this radio show. I have never seen nor heard of these late night joggers. This is a myth. This is a phantom to me. I didn't know this was a thing. Maybe it's a brand new thing.
Well, here's bizarre. The possibilities.
Yes.
And on 13 10 60, if you're a late night jogger, or seen some late night jogging,
maybe you're driving in a car right now and you've just gone past someone out for a late night jog even.
Would accept that. But what we really want to do is get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
It could be just because people work weird hours.
Yeah.
But I imagine if you have recreation time during the middle of the night, that means you work fairly normal hours, because if you worked weird hours, you'd be working now.
That's so true. Are you sure you didn't run into like an event in the Commonwealth Games we haven't heard of?
They could be marathon runners who are lost. They were like, geez, usually there's more spectators. And usually it doesn't take till the middle of the night. It could be that, but I mean, it could be just that's the only time people have. But I want it to be more. Joanne from Brisbane, you've seen midnight runners?
Hi, I have. It was in the middle of Circus Paradise.
Okay.
Were they in running gear?
Yeah, they were actually. So just like the normal shorts and like, you know, the sort of airtight shirts that guys wear to gym. Yep. So I thought that he was doing pretty well, like, you know, running. And I'm actually a personal trainer, so I was like, wow, commitment.
Yeah. Well, hang on, how recently was this?
This was like last week. That's why I pulled over and I'm like, I have to tell my story.
It could be the same person, Dom.
Well, I'm thinking last week, Surfers Paradise, the Commonwealth Games is actually on there. It's probably someone training.
That could be an athlete.
So there is a fair chance Joanne's seen an athlete running down Cavill Avenue in Surfers Paradise.
Paris on the Sunshine Coast, have you seen any midnight joggers?
Just as you guys said it on air, I just drove past a guy in his full kit cycling on the side of the road, and it's midnight, and I've just finished work, and it's the weirdest time, but it is Noosa, so you never know.
Wait, hang on, Paris, did you say cycling?
Yeah, cycling, like
okay. Okay, Zach. Well, what's happened now?
It's broken out.
It's spread to a different activity. Mm. We thought this was confined to jogging. This is, who knows where it goes next? Maybe yoga. I don't even know.
Isn't that just sleeping? Well, aren't we all doing midnight yoga?
If you just say yoga's just sleepy, we're going to get a lot of complaints. I think there's a lot more to yoga than
that. That's how I've been doing it. Right. Is that wrong?
Oh, Zach, hang on. We've got Kerry in Melbourne on 13 10 60. Kerry, you used to be a midnight jogger yourself.
I did, mate. Wasn't until and did it consistently for about 4 or 5 years until I moved to probably about an hour, you know, away from where I was. And one night I was out jogging and had a interesting lady chase me down, growling and so forth. And I think it was the quickest I've ever done the back 2 kilometres of a 10K run in my life. So as great as it was, based on, you know, having children and getting them to bed and by the time everything's done, yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess it is that sort of situation, Zach, in which you don't know the... You don't know that the terrain of a late night, and maybe that's what appeals some people to it.
So Carrie was doing it because it was easy for young kids.
Is that the answer to our riddle? Is this?
I guess so, but I was hoping for something to say that it makes you 20% faster.
It is
after
the most
midnight.
Underwhelming end to a Scooby-Doo episode ever. It's just convenience with the kids,
it's
really.
It's just convenient.
Okay, yeah, you know what? I really hoped it was some maybe werewolf sort of scenario even. You become a better jogger. Anyway... No mystery on that front. All solved.
What would it be with a werewolf? What, on the full moon you become a jogger?
Something like that.
That's what's happening to all these people.
That's about how often
they're
I exercise.
They're just in bed and then the full moon comes through the window and they're pulling on the nights.
That is all we got time for tonight. If you do want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there for your midnight jogging. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye! Oh,
yeah. That's all from Collective Noun. Videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.